Legislators are considering stronger ethics rules in response to former Governor McDonald's corruption conviction, but several senators felt the 110-page version they considered contained a myriad of potential traps that could unwittingly snare honest lawmakers.
It is fraught both with loopholes and gotchas.
The unintentional consequences of something like this are almost overbearing.
Most of us are going to vote for this bill. Why? Because we have the press that's going to beat us over the head if we don't.
Almost all did vote for it, 35-1, the only no coming from Senator Tom Garrett.
This exercise in self-flagellation is done to placate who, I'm not sure.
And over in the House, delegates passed a separate ethics reform version. The two bodies will now consider each other's, with leaders promising to make changes to address their colleagues' concerns. Evan Jones, WFIR News.